Welcome back to 95.7 The Game. The quarterback of the Silver and Black joins us every week. Derek Carr coming off the Raiders win in San Diego 19-16. Derek, we got a lot to get to. I want to start off with when you first felt this crowd as we took the buses from the hotel into the stadium parking lot. Was that the first time you saw the enormity of this thing and how many Raider fans came to San Diego?
Yeah, I think that's when it first, struck me. Is when we were pulling into, Qualcomm, and, you usually look out to the right there where all the parking is, and you see some Charger fans, see some Raider fans, but that whole parking lot was silver and black. It was rare to see a Charger jersey, and I think that's the first time that, I noticed it.
I've never seen anything like it in my whole career and as a fan going to games. There was one point during the third or fourth quarter where I was looking around behind the bench with some of the guys from the staff on security, and every pocket, Derek, that we looked at, lower bowl, low section, upper deck, it looked like it was 90-95% Raider fans. How did that affect the game and the ebb and flow of the game? Because Rivers, obviously, when he broke the huddle, he couldn't quiet his home fans. Raider fans were so loud, they were taking over, and then the Raider fans were respecting you on third down when you had to hear yourself.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. They made it like a home game. I say it all the time. Anytime, we go down there, we get nine home games a year. They make it an extra home game for us. That is a definite advantage. So, props to our fans, and I hope that, that continues for our whole career.
One more thing on that. There's not urban legend, but Green Bay at Tampa Bay back in the 90s. Dallas, when they used to play at Tempe against the Cardinals. The Steelers have done this before, but it's difficult, as you know, to get 20 or 30,000 fans into a building. You can't do it in the playoffs, obviously, or a championship game on the road. So it felt like, Derek, it was the perfect storm because the Chargers are out of it. You're trying to clinch a spot for the playoffs. Fans are driving in from the Central Valley that you're familiar with, from Los Angeles, where there's a massive crowd, and then the Raider fans who flew in from Oakland. You've played in London. You've played in Mexico City. One more time, just compare that atmosphere for anything you've seen your entire career.
It's flat out amazing. To go into somebody else's building and to see it covered in silver and black. That is that's something right there. Because like you said, I felt like it was upwards of 90-something% Raider fans, and that is unheard of at any sports venue to go into and, see that many of the opposing team's fans, take over a stadium. We know that, every time we go down there that, we're going to have the majority, but to have the mass majority the way that we did was flat out unbelievable.
Yeah, thanks for clearing that up, because that's what it was. I'm having a difficult time explaining it to everyone today. Unless you were there and saw it, there was no place to park. The tailgates were enormous, and then the crowd just got bigger and bigger. Let's tip the cap to the opponent again. That pass rush, and what were they doing at the safety positions that made it difficult for them and you, for you to go over the top? It really seemed like they had some sound principles yesterday, the Chargers, on defense.
Yeah, they did. We hit some, some intermediate throws, some, 15, 20 yarders, that we knew would be there, because, teams are going to take away, going to try and take away the deep ball as much as they can, versus us. Now, we did hit, Crabtree on a little go route down the red zone, for a touchdown, but for the most part, teams are going to try their best to take that away and just try and make us be patient and beat them, down the field, be in that kind of way. And so, we understand that, we understand, what teams are going to try and do. So, it wasn't going to be a game where, maybe we could throw for 400 or anything like that. And you got to remember, they are an extremely talented defense. They have a lot of injuries, but their backups are flat-out good football players. And, it shows in their defensive stats. I mean, they played, some great quarterbacks, NFL MVP quarterbacks, and it's hard to complete 50% of your passes against these guys. So their record doesn't show it, but, you got to tip your hat to them because they're a really salty defense.
Derek Carr is our guest, the Derek Carr Show on 95.7 The Game. What have been your limitations and what are your expectations for being under center on short yard situations in the red zone?
Yeah, obviously moving forward, we'll continue to look at it, but I haven't been limited at all. I've been able. That's why I don't understand why I'm on the injury report, because I've done absolutely everything in practice. Maybe the NFL is just making them do that. Who knows? But, I've been taking snaps under center. I did it in pregame before this game, for those that saw that. So there's no limitation. So I'm just going to do what the coaches call.
Let's talk about your defense and Bruce Irvin. When you first knew that Bruce Irvin was coming to be your teammate of the Silver and Black, comes from a program in Seattle where they had a lot of gifted players on defense, the Legion of Boom. Just a half second less to get to the quarterback helped out guys like Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor, and those guys make plays. Are you seeing that now with Irvin, his ability to make big plays at the best time, working on the opposite side of Khalil Mack?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. When he was in college and coming out in the draft, I was a huge fan of his. So, like, I've been keeping up with him forever. Like, I have a whole, you know, group of people that I just I like the way they play. I like their game. And, you know, he was one of them. And so I always kept up with him, always watched him play. And, you know, whenever I knew we had the opportunity to get him, I was, you know, trying to text him, get on, you know, Twitter, trying to message him, all those things. I was able to talk to him and all those things, you know, make sure that he was going to come here. And, you know, our coaches and, you know, our scouting department and GMs did such a great job of getting him here and, you know, making him feel at home. And now that we have him, you know, now that we have, you know, those two coming off the edge, those dynamic guys coming off the edge, and hopefully all of them, you know, we're going to have him too, and Mario and all those guys. And Shalik will come back from injury. I mean, to have that stable of pass rushers, that makes it really tough on opposing quarterbacks.
Derek, you saw the numbers early in the season. We talked about it. The Raider defense statistically got buried in some bad stats because of giving up a lot of yards, even in the New Orleans game that you guys ended up winning. What's changed now with the swagger at practice, in the locker room, now that your defense is holding on with the help of you on offense to win some of these games, holding Phillip Rivers and the Chargers to 16 points and shutting it down on defense? What does that do to the confidence of this entire organization?
You know, it lets us know that, you know, we can go do things and make that, you know, make some damage. You know, we can cause some damage. And, you know, you only win, you know, championships, you know, and I know this best by, you know, running the football, you know, being you know, efficient in the pass game and playing really, really good defense. So, you know, there's no secret to that. I understand that, you know, as much as I like to throw the ball and all those things, I understand what it takes. So for that to be happening, I'm just, you know, really fired up.
Where were you when you found out that Kansas City lost to Tennessee?
I was sitting at my locker right before the game. You know, I forgot how I heard it, but I think someone was, you know, passing by or next to me or something. And, you know, they were whispering because, you know, the players were getting ready for the game, and I heard it. And, you know, it was cool. You know, obviously you heard it, but it didn't change our mindset. You know, we just like, hey, man, we got to go out and finish this and take care of business and, you know, control what we can control. And that's going out here and playing and winning this game.
I know it's early in your prep for Indianapolis, but Andrew Luck is one of the most gifted quarterbacks talent-wise out there. And for them to go into Minnesota and beat the Vikings 34-6, they're a desperate team. They're 7-7. They have to run the table. I know you're aware you're taking on a really intense opponent coming up here that has to win this game. This is going to be a hell of a football game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they have to, you know, do certain things, and, you know, we're the, you know, next team in their way. And, you know, to be honest with you, they're the next team that's in our way. You know, we have a lot more, you know, plans and goals, so we're never going to take the defensive route. You know, we're going to stay on it. We're going to stay true to our process. But, you know, I played Andrew in high school and back in Houston in the playoffs, and, you know, I played against him, so I know how great of a player he is. I've seen him play in person and all those things. You know, it's going to be a fun game. It really is, but, you know, hopefully we can come out with the victory.
As we wrap this up, what are you and your wife and family doing in preparation for Christmas and obviously giving back in the community? Every time you do something, it's picking up, you know, major coverage in the Bay Area, but also nationally. Your focus with your faith and around the holiday, and how important this week is for you off the field.
Yeah, it's super important, you know, and I think it is for our country, man. You know, everyone's a little bit more cheerful. Everyone's a little more joyful, you know, so it makes it fun. And, you know, I just think that, you know, it's an important time to remember what Christmas is all about, you know, and I'm thankful, you know, that our Savior was born on this day. And, you know, it's an exciting time for everyone to celebrate and have their family together. You know, there's nothing like, you, as you know, man, having family together and just enjoying each other. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. And obviously we do a lot of things for Valley Children's Hospital. So there'll be some things going on there. You know, maybe people will catch wind of it. Like you said, people will catch on to everything that I'm doing nowadays. But, you know, we'll see. You know, but, you know, it's just a good time to give back and to just love on your family. And I enjoy that.
Last football question for you starting off. You talked about 0-10 and this quick turnaround. What did it mean for you to stamp your ticket to the playoffs this early in your career?
Man, you know, you know, if you think back, you know, obviously to my rookie year, it felt like it was going to take a lot longer than this. And, people had a lot of doubts and things like that, but we just stayed true, man. Stayed true to the process, stayed true to each other, and continue to work hard. You know, to be honest, that's all it was. There's no secret. It just was a group of men that came together and said, "We're going to change the culture here. We're going to do something special here. We're going to make winning normal." And that's the first thing I told Mr. Davis. You know, when I saw him, I gave him a hug. He said, "I love you." I said, "I love you too, man." And I said, "Hey, this is normal. This is going to be normal for us." And he said, "That's right." And we had a good moment there because we've come from such a long way. So we're happy. We're enjoying it. But like we have bigger plans and bigger dreams in front of us that we want to achieve.
Great. We'll see you Christmas Eve at the Coliseum. Thanks for the time today, Derek.
All right. Thank you for having me.